Work is underway at Naval Hospital Pensacola to morph the facility's emergency department into an urgent care center. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the target date for the changeover is June 1st.
Hospital Commander Captain Maureen Patton says Navy Medicine has been conducting a resource analysis over the last 3 years, well before last year's sequester and partial shutdown of the federal government.
And this was a global look, not just in Pensacola, but across the entire Navy Medicine enterprise. It's not surprising that where our forces and where our folks and our beneficiaries live today is vastly different than where it was 20, 30 years ago. But in a lot of ways, we haven't changed the location of where our resources were at.
At issue by the Naval Bureau of Medicine and Surgery is just where critical resources should be placed to best serve the beneficiary population.
And in the case of Pensacola, the decision has now been made that having an ICU and having an emergency room is probably not necessary in this location based on our beneficiary population, and also because we have such a great relationship with Baptist West Florida Sacred Heart, and that they have busier facilities that could handle that workload for us.
The main reason for converting the ER to an urgent care center, says Patton, is the relatively light volume of patients, around 60 per day, that are treated there now.
And largely a lot of what we do in our current emergency room is still within the scope of an urgent care center. The one major difference will be that, you know, we won't be receiving ambulances from the community anymore. So it's really not a huge change for us.
There are capabilities that the Naval Hospital does not have, such as neuro and cardiothoracic surgery, along with other highly specialized care available only at larger Navy medical centers. That's where the area's civilian hospitals, as Patton calls them, community partners, can step in.
This just expands a little bit of what I'm going to have to rely on my community partners, Sacred Baptist West Florida, to provide. And I know that they have those capabilities, and so I just see that this is an opportunity for us to continue to expand that collaboration that already exists.
All TRICARE beneficiaries will be eligible for treatment of acute care symptoms such as minor lacerations and injuries, fevers, sore throats, and cough. What patients will notice the most, says hospital spokesman Jason Bortz, will be the new hours of operation.
That would include our TRICARE Prime, our TRICARE Prime Network, TRICARE Standard, and TRICARE for Life. The Urgent Care Center will be open 7 days a week, but it'll be open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. versus the 24 hours that the emergency room is open.
Bortz says the emergency rooms in the area have been helping with the transition.
They have, and you know, they've been great working with us the whole process. We have always had a great relationship with the local hospitals in town. That'll continue, and they've been very supportive, and we look forward to working with them again in the future.
A grand opening for the Urgent Care Center is set for Monday, June 2nd at 9:30 a.m. Bort says patients will not notice anything different in the run-up to the conversion.
The ER will continue to operate as normal until midnight on the 31st, and then the ER will technically shut down at midnight the night before June 1st, and then at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, June 1st, it'll reopen as an urgent care center.
Captain Maureen Patton is quick to add that the cutbacks at Naval Hospital Pensacola are strictly in-house. They do not affect operations next door at the Veterans Administration Supercenter. It's a totally separate system with a separate funding stream. In fact, she says there's a robust sharing agreement between the two that will continue.
Those aspects of care that we still provide to our own beneficiaries here after the changes, we will continue to provide that same type of care to the veterans as well. We just won't have that intensive care unit capability or that emergency room capability. That's the only change. But we'll still be able to partner with them in other areas, including our inpatient and subspecialty areas that we retain.
After the urgent care center goes online, TRICARE beneficiaries will also have the option of calling a 24/7 nurse advice line, 1-800-TRICARE, option 1. The line offers professional health care advice and can assist in the decision to visit the UCC, an emergency room, or schedule an appointment with their medical home. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.